Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adina Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You make me so happy, like I wanna take you out to eat. You make me so happy, like I just lay here and watch you sleep. You make me so happy, like I wanna bring you breakfast in bed. You make me so happy, like a daydream, I can't get you out of my head. You make me so happy, like I'm giving you a key to my soul.
On a very smooth Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Kia Michaels. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Not My Friend, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. If you're feeling a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted actress, screenwriter, yes, Lord, one of the stars of the hit Netflix film Beats, the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Jackson. Lord have mercy. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio Ashley Jackson. Princess, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. And you know what? I've looked at Beats 4 times. You guys collectively did an incredible job.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You know what? You and Khalil had a really magical type of chemistry on screen. How long did it take you to kind of build that kind of rapport with one another?
Well, Khalil and I met during the audition phase, so we knew each other well before the movie started production, and we've maintained a great friendship since we've completed production, and we still talk pretty much weekly. So it was a very natural chemistry, which just turned into a wonderful friendship.
Well, it definitely resonated through the entire movie. I must ask, one of the challenging things about being an actress, actually being a successful actor in general, when you play a particular role, the industry has a tendency, they want to keep you in some type of box and try to pigeonhole you and keep you in that particular role. And I know you've thought outside the box as far as other things you would like to do. What are some other goals and aspirations as far as movies are concerned? I know that you're a very gifted screenwriter, so I've been told. So what would you like to do within the next 5 years?
So ultimately, for me, the main goal is continuing to play authentic characters and to write authentic characters, because I believe I've been taught to never judge the characters that I play. So no matter where my character is based in the world or what their experience is, if it's true to a certain individual in this lifetime, then I have no problem playing that character.
Okay, because the character that you played, Naya, I mean, I grew up with young ladies, just that attitude. It's like I mean what I say and I say what I mean. So it just kind of took me back a little bit when I looked at the movie, and that you, it came across with so much realism. How much of Naya is a part of Ashley?
I think there is a little bit of Naya in me.
Okay.
We have quite a few differences as well, but I would say that I really resonate with her truth and who she is in the world and the space that she occupies. I love that she's a real one. You can't really mess with Naya because Naya is not going to be played with. So I love that about her. And I definitely took from because a lot of them were from Chicago, and trying to make sure that I was staying true to who this girl may be, whoever she is.
What was the filming experience in Chicago? I've been to Chicago several times, and I know it gets a bad rap, but it's a beautiful city, and the food is on a whole nother level. So what was that experience like for you?
So Chicago is honestly probably one of my favorite cities now after filming there. I was there for about 2 months. And I had a great time. I stayed in Hyde Park, which is like my new favorite place to be. Like, I used to walk to the record store on my off days. It was a blast. And it was really great because the days that I wasn't filming, I could hang out with my cast and get to know them and spend some time exploring the city, so I was familiar when I was playing the role. So I love Chicago, and it was a great time filming with everybody. I learned so much while I was there.
You know, I want to take it to another level. Being a graduate, going to college, it's a completely different experience between living at home and being out on your own. How did that make you a better person, a stronger person, being out on your own and being able to take care and also for yourself and get you prepared for the entertainment industry overall?
So, funny enough, at the same time that I was filming Beats, I was transitioning out of attending a wonderful school, California State University, Northridge. And
okay.
I'm completing my last year of college right now, but it was a really challenging decision for me to figure out where I wanted to go and should I stay in LA, should I move to somewhere else. And filming in Chicago was actually the determining factor that I should go explore and experience a college experience outside of where I grew up, because it was my first time really living on my own.
Okay.
And so that's how I ended up going to Spelman College in Atlanta. And it's been a blast ever since. But I will say a college degree is just absolutely the most essential for liberation in this world. So if you have the opportunity to get one, go for it.
Without question. You've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the character you portrayed. Does it sometimes get a little bit overwhelming where so many people are pulling at you and want to know a lot more about who Ashley Jackson is?
I think it has its days where I'm still just like, ooh, this is new. But at the same time, I would say that, you know, there's beauty in the struggle, you know, in this entertainment industry. And I think that Beats is a beautiful beginning for me and a lot of my co-stars. So I'm just taking it the best that I can. And I'm just very thankful that people are even watching the work, because the work is fulfilling on its own, but knowing that people resonate with the story and that I hopefully did a good job to all the Nayas in the world, it's been a great experience.
The only thing that I was disappointed in, in the ending. And the reason why I say that is because it's like, okay, you got me. I'm really into it. He goes back to school, and all of a sudden it just, I'm like, you have to be kidding. It's like, you give me a full course dinner and no dessert. I said, Lord have mercy. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yeah,
no.
And a lot of my Instagram comments and tweets are like, the ending. It's
what
funny because when we filmed it, I don't think I realized what a cliffhanger it would end up being, because we actually shot that the first day that we filmed. So
really? Okay.
We shot that. That was our first day. And then the rest of, we were there for 2 months, so that was kind of like, you know, in my rearview mirror. And then watching it, I was like, oh, wow, that's nice. And then as soon as it came out, everyone was like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even process that being something that was stressful.
I mean, I'm
But I could imagine as such.
It was. It's like it you become so enthralled in each character. And it's like you want to see what's the next phase, you know, and all of a sudden it just cuts off like that. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, okay. No problem. What was it like working with Anthony Anderson?
Anthony is such a fun person to work with. Honestly, he was a great source of laughter on set. Even when we were shooting very serious scenes during the breaks, we'd be just cracking up. There's actually a video on my Instagram of us. We were dancing in the car. There's a scene in the film where I'm sleeping on August's shoulder. And during our breaks, we would turn on the radio and dance. So he was a very fun person to work with, but also a great source of just inspiration and somebody that really took us under his wing and made sure that we knew what we were doing on set. I mean, it wasn't my first experience on set, but he definitely, like, upped the bar for me and taught us a lot.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that. You said up the bar. You know, a lot of people expect more from you. You've provided us with a slice of cheesecake. what's next on the menu for us, and what can we expect from you as far as upcoming projects?
So as far as upcoming projects right now, my primary project is graduating.
Okay.
working on my degree at Spelman College. That is my primary focus at this very moment. But I will say simultaneously, I am working on quite a few scripts and am just in development on some stories and can't wait to share them with the world.
That's a long way from home, from Northridge. All the way to Atlanta,
yes.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's my old stomping grounds. I used to live in Chatsworth, so when you said Northridge, I said, oh, okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I grew up over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first and foremost, congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful film. And again, you did a wonderful job. I expect so much more from you. As far as screenwriting, I'm really intrigued with your screenwriting. Do you have any scripts that are you ready to at least share or tease the world with?
So I can talk about before I did Beats, when I was 16, I worked with casting director Twinkie Bird, who's now a director as well, and we created a short film together called The Counter 1960 about the student movement and students transitioning back in time, experiencing that. So we did the film festival circuit a few years ago, and that is what's currently out in the public in terms of being talked about at the moment. I can't divulge anything else, but I'm going to continue to write authentic stories and hope to make communities proud.
Now, what about as far as modeling is concerned? Because my program director brought to my attention that you have quite a few photos on your Instagram, and it seems to me that you love the camera, and it's obvious the camera loves you. Are you thinking about doing any modeling at all?
Hopefully in the future. I mean, I think the photography is also a form of art, so any way that I can express myself, I do love taking pictures and hanging out with my friends. Every year I'm like, Mom, I have to do a birthday photo shoot. And she's like, why? I'm like, I feel like, you know, in like 30 years, we're going to look back and be like, wow. So I love documenting aspects of my life. So I will continue to do that on the Instagram platform until it's time to switch over into another realm.
All right. Well, hopefully very soon we see you back on the big screen again. The big screen. Netflix is cool, but you definitely have the talent to be on the big screen. I see it. Like I said, it's very... I'm very sticky. I'm a picker as far as what I look at, and I say when a character, when a person is being able to portray a character to that kind of realism and transparency, I really get lost in the movie. And you did an exceptional job. So I just wanted to let you know this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Much continued success from you, and hey, kick butt in 2019, the rest of 2019 and 2020.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank y'all for having me on.
Without question, the very talented Ashley Jackson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Remember, family, if you haven't yet to see the film, make sure you get on Netflix. Beats, great movie, great movie. My goodness. Well, it's time to take a little quick 2 and 2. Yeah, I know. So quick, so quick. Got to pay some bills, pay the costs to be the boss, especially when you have that natural four by your side. Can it be real all the time? Vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Kind of guy who could handle almost anything.
got you here and we're feeling comfy and cozy. Is it okay if we take a stroll down memory lane and get our walk on with the time here at the comfort zone of LOTO Radio? Lord have mercy.
new wave. We don't like television.
I wasted so much time. Yes, they like me, they expect me to be there at a drop of a dime. Well, I changed my mind. Used to be a people pleaser, but I had to change my mind. Wanna take my time.
About a dozen downtown businesses were boarded up Wednesday, and glass-littered sidewalks followed two nights of protests over police shooting of unarmed blacks. There were few people on the street, as the Cincinnati Archdiocese canceled classes at 2:30 p.m.
smiling again. Hello, my love. I missed you, my friend. Bright like the stars, shining to the end. They're playing a song. You know the one. Dance to all night long. Light comes pouring in. It's 1969, all over again. Winning choice ringing in my ears through all these years. I can still hear your voice. Here comes and the clouds came rolling in. It's 1969, all over again.
guess I'll never be the same.
Thank you to Ashley Jackson. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Again, left me frustrated just a little bit. Great movie. You need to check it out. It's called Beats. It's on Netflix. And her character is Naya. And you can also catch up with Ashley, of course, at Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ Ashley Laverne Jackson. Also at her official website, AshleyLaverneJackson.com, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/ Ashley Jackson. Lord have mercy. Friday is here. TGIF. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you. But the Daybeard does, of course, always forgive you. For those who missed out on the interview, you can always listen to the interview in its entirety via our podcast on iHeartRadio, also on Podbean, Spotify, TuneIn, and also on Apple. Just all you have to do is pull up that app on your phone. That's at LOTL, The Zone. We got you covered. Yes, Lord. And also, to check out the comings and goings of the Teddy Bear, always important. You can follow us on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ LOTL Radio, The Zone. Also on Twitter at LOTL Radio, on Facebook at Facebook.com/ LOTL Radio, The Zone. You ask Teddy Bear, when will you grace us with your teddy bearness again? Well, the Teddy Bear will be live and direct on Monday, July 15th. We welcome the incredibly talented Mr. Brian Andrew Wilson as we have the pleasure of celebrating his new single, Only You. That's at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lord have mercy. Again, I want to have a blessed and safe weekend. Without you, there is no me. Lord have mercy. It's always a beautiful experience when you find here in the zone.
Certain things turn me on. Like the way you might say a word, huh? The way you wear your hair, you have a certain smile on your face. Or just the way you're standing there right now. You really, really, really look good to me, baby. In your baby blue panties. Yes, love. You look good to me right now. In your baby blues.